Blog Talk Radio.
Remember Blondie? I do. Welcome to the Female Entrepreneur and also the Factor of P. I combine those shows today because our guest is Miss Darlene Templeton. Good afternoon, Darlene.
Good afternoon, Janice, and happy Friday. What an awesome day today, and thank you for having me on
yes.
your show.
Happy Friday to you, and happy Friday to all of our listeners. Now, FYI, this show is online, archived online indefinitely. As of this date, JMA and Associates Media has more than 10,000 shows archived. We've been on since 2008, yes. And that was even before
wow.
podcasting, yeah, was popular. Yes. So I'm really excited
wow.
about that. Now, this particular show gets 45,000 downloads, depending upon the content, every single week. Yes. So I look for speakers, authors, presenters, co-hosts that have something to say. This is not about Facebook. We don't care what you had for dinner last night. We just don't. We want to know what you have to offer the audience. That's credible information that will do one thing, and that is to help them become successful or even more successful in their chosen professions or businesses. Now, women do business differently than men. We know that. However, there's one factor, according to guess who? Thomas Edison. You can be smart, you can be witty, you can have all the talents in the world you want. But if you don't have perseverance, then that's the key. And that's what this show is about. The factor of key being perseverance. Now, Ms. Darlene Templeton, tell us about your chosen profession, why you decided to become a leadership training and development coach.
Wow. Janice, thank you so much. And I so love the P for perseverance. That is so true. We can do all kinds of things, but if we don't have perseverance, and then I tie that in with leadership, we can't really accomplish what we want to accomplish. I chose this profession because I've kind of been that kid all along that was helping people, coaching, leading people since I was a little kid. And it was always about giving back and helping, and it was helping people to be the very best they could be. So once I got in the business world, I worked for IBM for 36 years, and I learned that women do business completely different than men. As women, we build relationships. It's about building those relationships, learning our skills, and then really taking it to the next level. But we need a support team around us, and that's why I do what I do. In my mind, it's all about leadership and confidence, and I always say I'm in the business of success and growth. And as you said earlier, I get to help successful people become even more successful. And that's what I love.
Yes.
So I am happy doing what I get to do.
And it's amazing to me that both you and I would, if I can only answer for myself, if I had $1 million, I would still do the same thing I'm doing right now.
Oh,
really?
Janice, I feel exactly the same way. I am so lucky that I get to do what I get to do and do what I love so much. And I always say, if one person hears something that I have to say and it helps them do something different in their life, then I have done my job. So I feel I'm a truly blessed girl. So I love it.
And I concur as well. You know, before we go on, we need to do some homework, some promotion. So first of all, go ahead and give your contact information. So that's archived online indefinitely. And people can go back and listen to what you have to say, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Perfect. It's Darlene Templeton. I'm with Templeton & Associates. My website is www.darlenetempleton.com, and you can reach me at that website, and my email is darlene@darlenetempleton.com, and I would love to connect with you and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about and how I can help you and what can I do for you today. Would love to be in contact. You can follow me on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, just kind of learning Instagram, not quite out there yet, but would love to help you in any way I can.
Great. Now, if I may do my little commercial, on May 19 at 10 a.m., we're having a leadership conference. The name of the conference is Don't Quit. We just talked about perseverance. How many times in your life have you come up against a brick wall and you said, oh, my God, I have no clue what to do? That's what this is about. Not really beating your head against that wall, but teaching you things of how to go around it, how to go over it, and how to dig deep into those skill sets that you already have to become successful in your life. It's 10 a.m. It will be held here at the Female Entrepreneur Awareness Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Address is 12805, yes, Harmon Road, Suite 225, and the zip is 76177. Now, that will also be placed on Facebook. Now, it's a free event. So if you're looking for ways to do things differently, you may want to give me a call, 682-352-3014. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn under Janice Montgomery Albokai Wettstrasser, the whole name. Okay, we did our homework, right? Our housekeeping.
I love it. Love it.
Yes. Now, you became involved in leadership training and coaching after your stint with IBM. Are hard skills leadership training coach or soft skills?
Thing, Janice, I always often think about that. I'm all of the above. I'm both hard and soft because spending almost my entire career at IBM, who had some of the very best leadership training in the world, I learned the hard skills, but I also learned the soft skills because I believe they're both very important to become the real leader that you want to be. And the one thing that I learned, and sometimes the corporations and the business world always doesn't hear this, those soft skills are just as important as those hard leadership skills. I really believe that. Very important to catapult you to that next level on your leadership journey. You have to learn them both.
I agree. So we're on the same wavelength there. And you and I have been connected on LinkedIn for a while now. But finally, because we've been so busy, we just got around to sitting down and chatting. I wouldn't have any other way, really.
I'm so glad we did. because as you and I talk, and even just listening to you this morning, there are so many things that we're in sync and in line about, because it is that, how do you get around those obstacles? Don't quit. Just about the time you think you've made your goal, that's when you want to give up and quit. Don't do it, because you're almost there. And that's what is so, so important. So important.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. And for women who are in my age category, I'm 67 years old and have no qualms about telling my age, because the Lord has blessed me to be on this earth that long. And I've seen a lot. But the young women that are coming up, that's truly my market. I don't know about you. What do you think?
Well, and it's interesting. You and I are almost the same age. I'm 66, and I, too, don't care. People say, why do you tell your age? I said, I am happy to be this age, and I am happy for what I've learned. But I also agree with, it's our job, as having done the things and led the careers that we have, to really help the generations of women that are coming up, the younger women, the women, it doesn't matter, even some of the older women that are going back into the world and the world of business, it's our job as being experienced and leadership coaches to help them. How can we give back? How can we mentor them? What can they learn from us? And by the way, what can we learn from them? I think we learn from everybody that's going through this business world.
You know, I am looking at my notes, and I've heard something a few weeks ago that I just made a quick note about, and I don't know who said it, but let me read this to you.
Okay.
It says here, fail and fail often. And the tagline for that is this: if you're not failing, you're not trying. If you're not failing, you're not trying. And as business women, we know the challenges that we face, and we both have supportive husbands, we know that. But what about the women that don't? And that's what I want to share. Go ahead.
I think, Janice, that they have to build, yes, I have an amazing supportive husband as well, but I was single for 18 years before I met him. And you have to build a tribe of women around you that support you and that help you and that are your biggest cheerleaders, but also will call you out on things when you don't see it yourself. I love this about failing and fail often, because that's a group you can fail with. You can, and if you don't fail, I agree, we are not trying. Because if we're not trying things that get us out of our comfort zone, one of my sheroes is Eleanor Roosevelt, and she said, do one thing every day that scares you. And that's almost the same as failing. You should be getting scared and being a little uncomfortable, and if you fail, then we learn. But get that tribe and build those women around you that will lift you up and that will be there with you. That's why
that's
when you can be even more successful.
I feel like I'm talking to myself. I do.
I thought the same thing.
We're in the same age group, and we want to reach back. And so I want to talk about what you've learned in your tenure as a female entrepreneur / coach. This is about perseverance, the factor of P. But there's so many things we can talk about under that headline. What can we do to teach perseverance to women to younger women? Question.
I think, Janice, the thing we can do is be there and listen. We can listen to the same things that they're going through. And I know my friends that are younger, you know, somehow, and my grandkids, of course, it doesn't seem to be the same. But some of the things that we face are still the same things that are happening in today's environment. But it's so important for us to listen and then be able to tell them how we solved some things, how we got around those obstacles, and why it was so important for us to persevere. And I think you said it earlier, don't ever quit. Don't ever quit.
Yes.
Always figure yes. out a way. They always called me a street fighter at IBM because I would figure out a way to get around the obstacles. If somebody tells you no, then figure out a way to get around it. And if you can yes. just keep that fight and that, I call it the fire in your belly, if you can keep the fire in your belly, you will achieve those dreams and get build that support team. That's important.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be right back. Don't go away. With Miss Darlene Templeton, and she's coming to us from Austin, Texas. And I've been through Austin. I've never been to Austin. And that needs to change. It does, I understand. Now, there are, in my mind, Darlene, basically seven keys to success in business. And I outline them in my roadmap and keys to success in business workshops. There's several things as a leadership training coach I want to talk with you about today. And yes, I do have your questions in front of me. And we'll talk about all those as we move on. But almost seven keys, the essential keys for me is prioritizing, strategy, finances, marketing, time management, perseverance, and I have a secret one. We'll talk about that in a minute. Out of those keys, let's talk a bit about prioritizing.
Keys, and I can't wait to hear the secret one. I'm excited about the secret one. And yes, we will need to fix you not having been at Austin. We'll have to make that work. Prioritizing is so critical, and I'm glad that you said it, number one. It's very easy to do the things that we're comfortable doing and not making that stretch. The other thing about priorities is what I always tell us that we all have to do is prioritize the things that are going to be the biggest opportunities for you. And when I say that, that could be a personal opportunity, it could be a business opportunity, but you have to really make that prioritization. Because if you don't, we only have so much time, and you'll be spending your time doing things that are not going to help you achieve your goals and your dreams. So prioritization is critical. Critical.
You know, Stephen Covey says it best, I think. He says, begin with the end in mind. I love that.
Yes.
Begin.
Love that, dude.
And you know what? Yeah, I love that. So when we think about prioritizing, what I think about is envisioning where I want to be at the end of the day or at the end of 15 minutes.
Right. And one of the things that I always talk about is I always talk about your big goals, those long-term goals, but you also have to have your short-term goals that are what three things do I need to accomplish today? What are three things on my list that I can't go to bed tonight? And one of them may be to call your mother or to call your grandkids. But what are the three things that day that you can't go to bed that night. And then when you start to break it down in 30-day goals, it starts to become more real for you. It just makes it easier. It's not so
Agreed.
Big that you can't get it done. Good.
Agreed.
Good.
Next one. We'll be on here for longer than we have a lot of time, so I'm going to try to move on.
Okay.
The next one is strategy, plan. How many of us wake up in the morning and get up and don't have an action plan? And that's critical as well. Go ahead.
For me, strategy and plan is important because you'll waste your time. It's just like having a GPS. If you get in the car and you don't know where you're looking for your destination, it's the same thing with strategy. Strategy and a plan is so important, and I'm all about taking action because action is what breaks us from being stuck.
Uh-huh,
you take action,
uh-huh.
You know what your plan is, and you know what your strategy is, you will move the needle, and that's what's so important. Move that needle.
And if you can also move through challenges.
Yes.
Easier. That doesn't mean you don't have them. It means that you know how, as you said earlier, go around them or go over them if you have that action plan.
Right.
The next
if you know where you're
finances.
Going.
Yeah. The next one is finances. You know, so often as women, we invest in everything else but ourselves.
I agree with that. And the other thing is we don't always pay attention to our finances. We don't leave anything for us. We don't leave anything for us. And we have to leave something for us because we can't help others and achieve our dreams unless we take better care of ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The next one is time management. Oh, that's huge.
Yes, big
huge. Oh, I don't have time for that.
One of my dear friends said to me at IBM, because I was kind of, oh, my gosh, I'm crazy, booked, you know, to the hilt. She said, I have the same 24 hours that you do. I just choose to use them differently. And, boy, that stopped me in my tracks. So I'm much more focused, and I've kind of stopped telling people I'm so busy because that is a choice I make. And so I've kind of stopped saying that, and I'm starting to look at, along with your strategy and prioritization, how do I utilize my time better and still save some time for me? We still
That's
need
right.
that me time. Have
That's
to
right.
have that
and
me
now
time.
And now you see how these six keys to success in business work independently, yes, but they all work together. And time management is, again, huge. We tend to make a priority, prioritize, and then make time for what's important.
Right.
It could be doing going for a walk or reading a book, but that's me time.
Or having dinner with a girlfriend.
Yes. The next one is marketing. Now, this is my pet peeve, okay, because I'm a marketing professional. So when people call me and go, well, what do you do? I am a marketer. That's what I do. What does that mean? And I have to go back so many years until I just say to them, you know, I believe that marketing should be perpetual. What that means is this. Your marketing should be working when you're not, when you're asleep.
I love that.
So therefore, you put platforms in place to promote what you do and who you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there are plenty of platforms out there that you can utilize for that. And finally, I say, you are the product.
Mm-hmm.
I love Mary Kay. I use it every day. But Mary Kay is not the product. You are.
Right.
So promote your brand. That brand is you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The one thing that as women we have to learn to do better, and you said it so clearly, Janice, is we have to learn to self-promote. Okay. We most of the time for women entrepreneurs, I am my product. I am my product. And I just realized that when we gave our commercial, I forgot to tell you about the group on Facebook called Amazing Women Alliance. Come and join me. It's a group of women who will support you on Facebook. So we have to remember to promote ourselves. And my 93-year-old speech coach, who's an amazing marketeer, said, marketing is about service. And if you're in service and you're the product, then you are helping people achieve their dreams with your gifts and skills. That helped change my mind.
Yes. It's called servant leadership. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead one more time and give out your contact information. We'll come back and we'll have to wrap it up here shortly, but we've got a few more minutes. So contact information, please, ma'am.
It's Darlene Templeton, darlenetempleton.com, and it's Darlene at darlenetempleton.com. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and there's a special closed group for women only, and it's called Amazing Women Alliance, and ask to join that because we talk a lot about how women do business differently and how we can help each other, and it's a great place to build your tribe. And let me know how
great.
I can help you. I would love to help you in any way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let's talk about your leadership development. Your next workshop is coming up. You have one coming up in the next several months.
Right. I have two different workshops coming up. I have a six-month leadership program that starts June 12th. It's an in-person here in Austin. So if anybody's here and interested, women are doubling and tripling their businesses. They're getting promoted. But most of all, we're really helping them focus and grow their leadership skills and their journey. And then I have a workshop in July, on July 31st, called Is Your Confidence Showing? And I really, that's one of my favorites. It's about how can I help you continue to build and grow not only your leadership skills, but your confidence. The more confident you are, the better your business is going to be and the better you're going to feel personally and professionally.
Great. And if I may, I will promote my leadership summit, Quit, on May 19 in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Female Entrepreneur Awareness Center. The time is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's a free full-day conference. Learn why smart women finish what? Rich. I know. That's one. And that rich is not just money. It's not monetary. Learn how we finish
Love
rich
it.
Mentally, physically. Yes.
Yeah.
So come and join us. Phone number here is 682-352-3014. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. I'm like you, darling. I'm just learning it. But I'm there.
Me too.
I'm there. Now, in closing, what do you think my secret is? I said we had six secrets to success, and my sixth one is my secret. What do you think that might be?
Oh, I have to think about that one. I'm gonna wait for you to tell me. It could be make it easy for me because there's several that
could
be out there.
I'll make it easy for you. I'll make it easy. The sixth one is this. Success is what you attract by the P in Y. The P stands for what? Power. The Y stands for you. What? You.
Power.
And the power in you for me, that's for me, is the Holy Spirit. That's for me.
I love that. I love that.
It may be something to somebody else, but for me, that's what it is. Success.
I love
you
that because
not a power in you. Go ahead.
I love it because it is about you. You get to control this. Mm-hmm. You get to choose it, and you get to make the difference about where you go and what you do. I love that.
Uh-huh.
I love the secret.
Uh-huh. That's my secret. Share the secret. Share it. We don't share it enough. We came here. We have everything in our being to be successful in this life, everything we need. All we need to do is tap into it. And we don't. Many of us don't. So that's my final word. Any final words for you, Ms. Jarlene Templeton?
Janice, thank you so much for having me. Ladies and whoever's listening out there, just remember, it is the power of you. You hold that key. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. So just remember, ask, be who you are, and you will always achieve your dreams, and don't quit. I love this. This has been awesome and amazing. Amazing, amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Darlene Templeton, and thank you, audience. Don't forget, this podcast is archived online indefinitely. It'll be on Facebook in about 5 minutes. Go out and share it. And we'll be back next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.